So we start this podcast up in Durham, where I met with a chap called Richard, who's from Wearside. Now, he worked all his life in heavy industry, and he's got a lot of knowledge about the impact that the European Union has had on shipbuilding and other aspects of local heavy industry. And also, his point of interest, he voted against the European Economic Community, as it then was, in the 1975 referendum. So good for him. Anyway, over to Richard up in Durham. Right, we're here on Cathedral Green in Durham to launch the Better Off Out campaign in the northeast of England. I've met Richard Vardy from Wearside. You've got a background in industry, haven't you? So,
yeah.
Can you tell us how that's affecting your views on the European Union?
Well, unlike most people here, I actually had a vote not to, to come out of the common market.
Yeah.
I voted to come out of the common market, but unfortunately, there was too many people coming.
This is back in the 70s.
Yeah. In those days, the whole trade union movement was, virtually the whole trade union movement was against the common market, realising that there would be a huge loss of jobs.
Yeah.
That's been bigger than what we actually thought at the time. We've lost whole industries.
Yeah.
The well, we can go to what's happened to our farming through the cap. We can go to the fishing industry.
Being devastated, isn't it?
Devastated, absolutely devastated. But most of all, in Sunderland, we lost the shipbuilding. After 646 years, the European Commission decided there would only be, in 1976, they decided that there would only be between 5,000 and 10,000 shipbuilding jobs left in the United Kingdom.
Wow.
Now, our whole shipbuilding industry is gone.
Yeah.
Thatcher then helped it on its way, of course, by removing the tax allowances for the overseas, for the shipping lines.
Yep.
So we had all of our flags going to Cyprus and all. On top of that, we had a fairly thriving aircraft industry. We no longer make full aeroplanes.
No, we produce the parts and they're put together elsewhere, aren't they?
Virtually.
Yeah.
So we've got, what? A loss of shipbuilding, huge job. And then the domino effect. Steel making.
Yeah.
It was 500,000 jobs in the when we went into Europe. And it's industry after industry that is literally being decimated by European directives. Who's picked up the loose of all of our traditional? Remember, we had franchises all over the world for our goods.
That's true. Yep.
The French insisted we renounce our
Commonwealth. Yeah.
We've managed to keep that. It's been a very slippery slope, all biased against us.
Yeah.
Now they're after the financial industry.
That's right.
They got Stuttgart or whatever.
Germany somewhere.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
That would be Germany. So everything that we built up over 400 years has been disseminated. And disassembled in very few years.
Yeah.
The companies who have survived have shown the excellence of British workmanship and the British site.
Yeah.
Now, how that was considered to be all the workers' fault all of my life and not the management fault.
Yeah.
Once the foreign managers come in, we seem to do rather well.
That's right. Listen to
the most productive in Sunderland.
Yep.
Well, it's Washington, actually.
That's
but
true.
It's now we're there as well.
Isn't it on the old airfield?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All those with airfield.
Yeah. Anyway, listen, we're here for the launch of Better Off Out. We're going to be doing a lot of leaflets. We're going off leafleting over the coming months. There'll be lots of leaflets, street stores. You in for that?
Yeah, just a bit. I've been planning for it all of my adult life.
Fantastic.
To get another chance to vote against Europe. I think I've given people enough things to chew on of the industry that we've lost and where we could pick these 3 million jobs up that the bloody Yes campaign keeps saying that we're going to lose. No, we're actually going to gain, Jules.
Quite right. Anyway, thanks for coming along.
No problem.
Good to see you. We'll be in touch.
Okay. Thank
you.